Dominic, how planets form?
That's right. I mean, I guess this is a question that people have been wondering about for as long as they've been looking at the night sky, how the Earth and planets in the solar system formed. And the ideas that theorists have come up with in recent decades is that the whole solar system formed out of a gas cloud, which collapsed under its own gravity, and the central part of that will have formed into the sun. And then there will have been some material around that, which was less tightly gravitationally bound, which formed a system of planets around it. But a paper in Science this week by Nienke van der Marel from the Leiden Observatory looks at a problem with that model, which is that if you were to have material in this disk around the young sun, and you thought about how that might collapse down to form planets, you'd start to have rocks that would conglomerate together, and then those would collide with one another and perhaps stick together to form bigger bodies and eventually build up to form something Earth-like. But if you think about what happens when you go to the beach and you throw two rocks at one another, they don't tend to stick together. They tend to fragment into pieces. So that's one rather large problem with this model. The other problem is that as these bodies start to conglomerate together, they're feeling friction from the disk around them. And that friction tends to mean they lose their orbital speed.
They're going
to
slow down, aren't they?
They're going to slow down. They're going to spiral in towards the sun.
So why don't they?
In fact, this is rather fascinating because we don't understand very well how the planets of the solar system could possibly have formed. And the best idea that people have had is that these solid particles that were coming together to form the planets perhaps were attracted by gravity before they stuck together. So you had a swarm of dust particles that weren't actually stuck together, but were just gravitationally
attracted. Sort of loosely associated.
Loosely associated swarm of dust particles orbiting around the sun that eventually came together and stuck. But it's been really challenging to actually make observations to see if this model stands up, because if you look at stars around the sun, you try and look at planets forming around them, these are so very close to this very bright object, it's virtually impossible to make that observation until the last year, because the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, or ALMA, has just come online in Chile. It's actually only half built, but it's already taking scientific observations. And it's observed a nearby star, and it looked at this disk of material around that star, and what it's seen is an asymmetry with this clump of material apparently on one side of that star. And this looks very like what you'd expect from this model, where planets form out of these swarms of dust, which eventually then stick, but to begin with, are just bound by gravity.
Is there not something sort of similar going on in the ring system of, say, Saturn, that could teach us a bit about this? Because that must be similar physics.
It's similar physics, but it's a bit different. The rings of Saturn, I guess it's an age-old question, why don't the rings of Saturn just form into a moon, given all the other material did form into moons? And the answer seems to be that they're so very close to Saturn that they feel quite a disruptive, what's called a tidal gravitational pull from Saturn itself, and that actually stops them from coming together under their own self-gravity.
So now do we need to just go and find some other examples to test this? Because it's still just one observation.
Yes, that's right. And ALMA is a very young telescope. As I say, it's not actually finished yet, and it's going to be with us for decades to come. So I think this is the first very exciting result, but we can expect to see much more in coming years.